gonna stop me now.
It's good to see you. Oh, 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 put me down. Oh, Dad, this is Balky. And this is my apartment. Oh, no, no, I didn't hire a decorator. I did this all myself. Oh, this is my scrapbook. Yeah, I keep all my newspaper articles in here. This is volume one. Volume two is still being bound. Hmm? Oh, oh, yeah, the trophies. Yeah, well, they're really stack up, aren't they? Oh, this one. Yeah, this is my pride and joy. I won this playing softball. I took a ragtag team of rank amateurs all the way to the Park District Softball Championship.
Cousin? I hate to interrupt your talk with your invisible friend. But your papa's going to be here any minute.
Yeah, I was just practicing what I'm going to say to him.
What a great idea. I'll help you.
Yeah, what's in the bag?
Oh, listen, I got the biggest cheese wheel I could find. You should have seen the cheese car I took it off of.
Well, that's great. Dad loves a good cheese wheel.
You know what I thought I would do? I thought I would take this cheese wheel and cut it up into little geometric shapes. You know, circles, rectangles, maybe a trapezoid or a rhombus.
Balky, cheese wheels are always cut in triangular wedges.
Well, I beg to take issue.
Balky, how many cheese wheels have you cut in your lifetime?
Well, I could.
How many? How many? How many cheese wheels? How many cheese wheels have you cut in your lifetime?
None.
None? As in zero? As in never, ever have you cut a cheese wheel in your lifetime?
This would have been my first.
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, the cheese wheel state, and we always cut cheese wheels in triangular wedges, not circles, not rectangles, not trapezoids, and never, ever, ever a rhombus.
Cousin? Cousin? This is very disturbing. Usually, geometric discussions have a calming effect on you.
I'm just a little tense about my dad's visit. Now, I want this visit to be perfect. This is my chance to show Dad I've made it on my own. When he sees the life I've made for myself, he'll be so proud of me, he'll say, "Well done, son." When I was a kid, I used to live for a "well done, son." I never got one. Except for the one time I asked Dad how he wanted his steak. Oh, that must be Dad. This is it. Dad!
Lawrence. It is good to see you, son.
Good to see you too, Dad.
Well, this is for you. A genuine Wisconsin cheese wheel. Don't cut it into triangular wedges. It dries out.
Right, you are, Dad. Dad, this is Balky.
Balky.
Uncle Walter. Uncle Walter, I've been looking forward to seeing you for a sheepdog's age. And you're everything I thought you would be, only taller.
Well, height runs in the family. Usually.
So, Dad, what do you think of my apartment?
Well, hope you didn't hire a decorator.
Oh, no, I didn't hire a decorator. I did this all myself.
Where do you want these snacks, Larry?
On the dining room table.
Finger food goes on the coffee table.
Good point, Dad. Finger food goes on the coffee table, Jennifer.
Excuse me, Lawrence. Ladies, let me show you the Appleton method of folding napkins. I can show you the threefold star or the Appleton tulip. Neither of them is easy, but they're well worth it.
I bet your papa would say it when he tastes your onion dip.
Say what?
Well done, son.
Oh, Balky, I'm sure he'll say it when I deserve it. He doesn't just throw around well done's for the heck of it.
Well, you know, listen, I've noticed he is rather thrifty with his well done sons and so generous with his not that way Lawrences.
He's just being helpful. Dad's great that way. He spots what I'm doing wrong and shows me how to do it his way.
Like the same way you helped me.
Exactly. Come on, let's go sit down.
You must be very proud of Larry, Mr. Appleton. You know, the Chronicle doesn't pick just anybody for its investigative reporting team.
Oh, I was very impressed with that.
You were?
Oh, you bet. Of course, when it comes to reporting, television's the place to be.
Television, right? Thanks for the advice, Dad.
Well, I try. After all, what's a father for?
You know, my father was for higher mutton prices.
I just remember all the fun I had with my father. He used to take me everywhere, to the lake, to the golf course, to ball games.
Oh, I did the same thing with Lawrence. Do you remember that time the Yankees played the White Sox and we drove down to Chicago? I got us box seats right behind the Yankee dugout.
How could I forget? I still have the bat Mickey Mantle autograph.
We had such fun that day. It wasn't Mickey Mantle, it was Roger Maris. Oh, remember the time I took you to the circus in Milwaukee?
Oh, I love the circus. Show me 50 clowns in a flaming Volkswagen and I'm a happy meteor.
No, Dad, it was Mickey Mantle. And I can prove it. I have the bat right here in the closet.
The bat's in the basement.
No, Balky, the bat's in the closet.
The bat's in the basement.
The bat's in the closet.
Bat's in the basement.
The bat's in the closet. The bat's in the basement.
Lawrence, it doesn't matter who signed the bat. Let's get ready for the party. But it was Roger Maris.
Mickey Mantle. Dad, you taught me that being right is important, and I'm right about this.
All right, let's go down to the basement and find out.
Good idea. If anybody comes while we're gone, just tell them we'll be right back.
Go on, Balky. You seem to be the only one who knows where this bat is. As I remember it distinctly, Roger Maris was standing by the table. I had to tell you, have Roger Maris sign your bat.
Mickey Mantle.
Roger Maris.
Mickey Mantle.
Roger Maris.
Mickey Mantle.
Roger Maris.
Hey, Mickey Mantle. Great. That's Philly. Hey, great. That's Philly.
He just got caught up in the rhythm.
All right, here it is.
Roger Maris, right?
No. Joey Dolan.
Who's Joey Dolan?
Look, he autographed the ball, too. Joey Dolan, Bat Boy.
You thought the Bat Boy was Roger Maris?
No, I thought the Bat Boy was Mickey Mantle.
I thought the Bat Boy was Batman's son.
It's an easy mistake, son. Baseball never was your sport.
Oh, I don't know about that. Corsi Larry knows an awful lot about baseball. He taught me how to swing this old hickory stick so I could just knock that horse hide right into the next county.
You show a lot of natural ability, Balky.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Walter.
Well, whoever taught you that stance didn't know what he was doing.
I taught him that stance, and you taught it to me. You crouch like Stan Musial, squint like Ted Williams, stride like Mickey Mantle.
Swing like Grandma Moses.
Well, you know, Dad, I've done pretty well with that swing. To prove it, I've got that trophy on my mantle.
Mattis.
Mantle.
Mattis.
Mantle. We have stopped.
No offense, son, but with that swing, I bet even I could throw the ball by you.
Well, there's a ball right there. If you feel lucky, Dad, let's see what you can do.
You're on.
Oh, you know, Coach,
Balky, you can bat next.
Oh, no, that's not it. I want to test you. Let me just test you. Coach,
get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Okay, here it comes. Nothing fancy. Just smoke.
Larry, you're standing too close to the water pipe. But now, that seems rather obvious.
Oh, I don't think it's very serious. Just simple repair job.
Oh, God.
Well, we better go tell the janitor anyway.
Now, he opened the door.
Listen, I would love to, but there's one little difficulty. The door is locked. He can't get out.
Solid. No one can hear us.
Don't worry, Laura. You've gotten us into bigger jams than this.
If we don't come back, Jennifer and Marianne will come down and let us out, so there's no harm done.
Well, you know, I think we can count on some water damage.
No problem. All we have to do to stop the leak is turn off the valve. Let's go. No more leaks.
Oh, I'll do it, Dad. It won't turn, Dad.
Well, no wonder it's rusted. And how do we get rid of rust, son?
We knock it off with a hammer.
Right.
I'll get one.
Uncle Walter.
Yeah.
Hitting it with a hammer? That seems like a rather violent way to deal with rust.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, I do.
Tell me, Balky, how many leaks have you fixed in your lifetime? How many leaks have you fixed in your lifetime?
None.
None? Zero? Never, ever have you fixed a leak in your lifetime?
That is correct. You see, I've always worked with an acetone.
Let's listen to Dad, Balky. He taught me everything I know about plumbing.
That's what worries me.
good hands. Dad uses tools like a surgeon.
Like the surgeon lost the patient.
And then, after Larry's father separated the crackers by size, shape, and flavor, he counted the toothpicks, separating the round ones from the flat ones. Anyway, next he and Larry got into some fight about a silly bat, and they went down to the basement to find it.
Where are they? It shouldn't take this long to find a baseball bat.
You've got two compulsives and an idiot down there. For all we know, they could be tunneling to China.
I think I'll go downstairs and see what's taking them so long.
No, tell them not to hurry on my account.
Let's analyze the problem. What is causing the flood?
My guess would be water.
Good, Doc. Good. All right, let's take it. All basements have drains.
Right.
But the water isn't running off, which means a stopped-up drain.
Right.
You are listening to the master. All we have to do is find it, free it, and presto, no more flood. Lawrence, you look over there. Docky, you look around in there, and I'll look over here.
I'm happy again.
Falky. Falky. Falky.
We can play later.
But,
later. After we find the drink.
Get it off! Oh, my goodness.
Get it off!
Does that hurt much?
Get it off!
Well, we know the drain's not over there.
Larry, what's taking so long?
Don't let the door close. The door locks from the outside.
Let's get out.
Larry, what happened here?
Dad hit the valve with a hammer.
Only after Lawrence hit the pipe with the bat.
You were playing some kind of game?
Yeah. Baseball. Athlete on style.
Fire extinguisher was holding the door open. Now we're locked in.
Well, gee, tell a person.
It's all right. When we don't come back, Lydia and Mr. Gorfley will come down here and let us out.
In the meantime, let's get back to work.
Looking for a hibachi.
We're not. We're looking for the drain.
But you can forget it, Larry. The drain was sealed over when Mr. Winslow spilled a load of cement down here.
Larry, are you... Oh, 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 oh
something to say to me, say it one at a time.
You just locked us all in.
Okay.
Everybody, calm down. What's done is done.
Well, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but this water is rising awfully fast. There isn't a chance we could drown, is there?
Nobody's going to drown. When our other guests start wondering where we are, they'll come down and let us out.
That would be true, Appleton, if any other guests had arrived.
You invite people for 7 o'clock, you think they'd have the common decency to show up on time.
Wait a minute. This place is going to fill up with water. I don't want to drown.
Oh. Lawrence is right. Nobody's going to drown.
Thanks, Dad.
By the time the water reaches this fuse box, we'll all be electrocuted.